paper. Get your paper here, the Plainfield High School magazine paper here. We're talking about friends with benefits and polygamy. No, I'm kidding. They didn't do polygamy. All kinds of freaky stuff. No, it's the Joe and Alex show. And if you haven't heard about it now, Plainfield High School, they got a newspaper, kind of a magazine now that they do it as.
Called The Shakedown.
Ooh, it's getting everything heated up over here. And there's a teacher that could be in trouble because they're the advisor for that. And the thing, I guess, that some parents were upset about, and the school kind of took notice about it too, is they talked about friends with benefits and some other things. And like, what, page 16?
Students being allowed to spend the night at their significant other's house and the parents approved of it. And also polyamory.
Polly what? Want a cracker?
Like a relationship with more than one person, I guess, or something.
Do people do that nowadays? I couldn't.
I didn't know any. Have you heard of that, Liv?
Never.
I struggled with
it. I've heard of it, but I also lived in Portland. Yeah. Everybody was polyamorous.
I was going to say, I haven't heard of kids or college students doing that.
I'm lucky to have one person in a relationship with me. To get more than that seems like a miracle. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram and Radio Now 100.9 on Facebook.
Christina says, I think as a whole, it's great. It covers some great topics. It covers things kids need to know about. The sleeping over and the friends with benefits thing should have been left out, honestly, but overall, it's awesome. And then Jeremy said, parents shouldn't get mad about their high school kids and this paper when we teach fifth graders about sex ed. And then Caitlin said, I see both sides, but it's not talked about. These kids are going to be clueless when they go to college.
I don't think they'll be clueless when they get there. They'll know what they're doing. Let's talk to Janet on line three. Hey, Janet, what did you want to say?
Basically the same thing. I'm the mom of seven children. And
wow.
Yeah. And these parents are very naive if they think that this stuff is not going on. So they need to take the opportunity and talk to their kids. I have a junior at Ben Davis. She'll come home, tell me things. We'll sit down, we'll talk about it. And, you know, instead of trying to reprimand the teacher, again, this is a good thing. You know, too many times we don't talk about things with our kids, and then we're sitting there scratching our heads wondering why crap happens.
But is that the school's newspaper to talk to the kids? Is that their responsibility, or is that the parents?
You know, I think it's both.
Okay.
No, that's insane. It's definitely the parents' responsibility.
No, but that's what I'm saying is these things have been brought to light, these topics. So these parents, instead of getting mad at the advisor or the teacher that wrote that the stuff was in the paper, they need to now sit down with their kids. You know, I mean, I've done that with all my children, and when things have come to light, things have happened at school, you know, they'll either come to me or I'll go to them. But I don't think that the teacher at all should be reprimanded for what she did.
Definitely not fired. I don't know the policy, but if you want to reprimand her, I guess. I think that's even an overreach.
No,
but I see the school can be upset about that, but I don't think anybody should be getting in trouble or losing their job because they put that in there.
Believe me, as a parent, again, and I've had, you know, six children now go through Ben Davis High School, that's the least of their worries. When I hear some of the other crap that is allowed at school, that's the stuff they ought to be worried about. Not something that, you know, like the other caller said, our kids need to be educated now before they go off to college and are learning all this stuff on their own.
Yeah.
And so, no.
Yeah. Well, Christina on Facebook was saying how, like, well, I liked it, except that one part should be taken out. And I said, well, why? And she said, because coming from a person of authority, like a principal, it doesn't look good. And I'm like, but it's not from the principal. The students write everything in that newspaper. They are the ones that interviewed other students about it and published it. So it's not like a principal's condoning it.
Let's talk to somebody that went to Plainfield High School. Kayla, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Is that true? You went to the Plainfield High School?
Yeah, I went there. I graduated in 2012.
Oh, okay.
And so it was an actual newspaper when I went there, but I think 2 years after I graduated is when we switched to the actual magazine. And I agree that, I mean, what it is the students ask questions to other students. What are you guys interested? What do you want to see in next, you know, month's newspaper or mm-hmm. magazine in this case?
Right.
You know, so this is something that students are actually interested in. And I'm a mother now, so coming from a mother's point of view, I would rather my son come to me and say, Mom, what is this? Why, you know, what does this mean? I can explain that more in depth, but I don't know, necessarily feel comfortable explaining that. Just, hey, son, here you go.
Right.
What was the big controversy when you went to Plainfield High School? What was the big thing in the newspaper back in the day?
What was the headline article?
Getting married young, and I was interviewed for that. I got married right out of high school, and my husband and I are still married.
Wow. Were you pregnant in high school?
No. Well, and speaking of that, that would be another controversy. We had 14 pregnancies. Either people had already been either had a kid or was pregnant as they were walking across the stage.
Okay, so clearly there's something else going on in Plainfield High School.
I know the next article for Plainfield High School.
That is an issue. They should have done an entire page on contraceptives or whatever.
What this paper is about. If you learn how to have safe sex,
right,
then maybe things like that won't happen.
Let's just teach abstinence instead. That's what
nuts.
We'll do.
14 pregnancies in one, that is crazy.
Yeah, no kidding, though. But hey, do we all know if it was the same guy or was it different dudes? Because that guy is a stud.
Teacher.
Kayla, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Brett, you're on the show. What's up, man? What do you want to say?
Oh, I think all the students should take a knee in protest of them and the teachers getting in trouble for this stuff. I mean, you can't talk out both sides of your mouth. Oh, well, here's your artistic freedom and the freedom of press and speech, and then all of a sudden turn around and say, oh, well, now you're in trouble because you printed this.
Is everybody taking a knee nowadays?
Listen,
is that the
taking
new thing
a knee
to do?
Doesn't help anything. I'm not saying that.
I think that is completely freaking ridiculous. This is what happens when you get participation trophies and, all this other crap involved.
But parents who are complaining. This is not the kids publish this. The parents are the ones that are complaining and saying it's inappropriate.
I'm blaming this on millennials. It's all your fault, millennials.
I feel like you're missing the point.
I'm a millennial.
The parents think it's inappropriate. The question is it inappropriate for a high school newspaper to say friends with benefits is a thing?
Well, I think you need to take it a step further. The teachers put their faith in these kids. This is an accountability thing. The teacher may have said, hey, this is really controversial, so you need to be prepared for the consequences if you choose to publish
this. I'm sure she did.
So you guys be ready.
I'm sure she did.
Hey, thank you so much, Brett, for calling in this morning.